not only are there no constitutional grounds, but it would absolutely destroy the Constitution were he to be impeached for making a constitutionally protected speech. The speech he made was completely protected by the First Amendment. It was not a high crime or a misdemeanor or treason or bribery. There will be no trial of President Trump. The House could impeach him. All they need to do is get a majority of votes to impeach him without giving him an opportunity to be heard, without his lawyers being able to present their First Amendment defenses. It would be just a political act, a weaponization of the Constitution. And in fact, Pelosi and Schumer would do more harm to the Constitution than the thugs who invaded the Congress the other day. That was a one-day incident. It was over. The Constitution won. But Pelosi and Schumer now want to distort the Constitution and destroy it by compromising the First Amendment, compromising the 25th Amendment, and compromising the criteria for impeachment. It will fail.
Well, their argument, of course, is that the president incited insurrection and he also incited damaging of national monuments, desecration of national monuments, against which he himself introduced tougher laws.
Right. But there are definitions of incitement. This doesn't even come close to incitement. This is much more like what's happened so many times with civil rights demonstrations that got out of hand, union demonstrations that got out of hand, other demonstrations that got out of hand. Those are not incitements. I have defended many people, speakers who have been charged. We've won every single case. When a speaker is charged with making a speech and they claim that he incited a riot, the First Amendment protects speeches. Incitement means calling directly on people to engage in illegal activity. You can parse every word of the president's speech, and there is no incitement whatsoever. Perfectly entitled. People are asked to march on the Supreme Court, to march on Congress, to march on the state legislatures. It happens all the time. Marching on Congress is constitutionally protected. Breaking into Congress is not constitutionally protected, but the president didn't even come close to committing an impeachable offense. And I think everybody knows that what they're doing is just using their power. They're trying to weaponize the Constitution in a partisan manner. Today it's used against Trump. Tomorrow it will be used against a Democratic president or a Democratic senator or some other member of Congress, because a weapon once deployed can never be put back. And the precedent would be a terrible one, condemning a president to impeachment for making a speech that many of us disagree with. It's not a speech that I think he should have made. And it's not a speech I would have advised him to make. I'm a liberal Democrat. I voted for Hillary Clinton. I'm not here in a partisan defense. I'm here to defend the Constitution.